In what the Stop Billionaire Summer organizers are calling a corporate tour of shame, protesters rallied in front of BlackRock's San Francisco headquarters on Monday to shut down business as usual. 14 protesters staged a demonstration inside the lobby of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, overseeing more than $11.5 trillion as of 2024. By 1 p.m., only a few demonstrators remained after San Francisco police arrested more than half of them. The Bay Area Stop Billionaire Summer is a multiracial, multigenerational, and cross-class movement to demand an end to the billionaire class's control over communities, the economy, and planet. It takes shape in 8 weeks of sustained nonviolent direct action. A delegation of Gulf South residents, a region on the front lines of climate disaster, were invited by the movement to emphasize the connection between the climate crisis, capitalism, and exploitation. Many of the fossil fuel projects that have hit their communities the hardest are supported by financial and insurance institutions that call the San Francisco Financial District home. Armin Alex, co-founder of the Gulf of Mexico Climate Summit, made the trip out from Texas.
Y'all got headquarters of Chase, JP Morgan Chase. You got headquarters here of Chubb and BlackRock. We're talking about financiers of these fossil fuel projects we have in our backyards. So they're miles and miles away from the problems that they are causing. We also know that these folks are some of the largest financiers since the Paris Climate Agreement as it relates to mitigating carbon emissions. And they've continued to finance fossil fuel projects. And it not only has an impact, of course, in our backyards, but on a global scale.
From the Gulf South to the Bay Area, climate change activists have been sounding the alarm to demand that fossil fuel financiers stop the status quo and business as usual.
It is not worth it. What they're getting is a couple more bucks in their pocket. They don't realize what we're doing out here is also for them, because we know that the ultimate thing that is at the destruction of all of humanity is this climate crisis that they are causing.
KPFA reached out to BlackRock's media team for comment, but they declined to go on record about the demonstration inside their office, which left employees locked out during their lunch break when the building was shut down by the direct action. Jeffrey Jacoby, co-director of the Gulf South Fossil Finance Hub and the co-executive director of Texas Campaign for the Environment, came with 30 people from Texas and Louisiana to send a strong message.
That's why we have people who are inside right now who are actually coming out of this building who have been arrested for blockading the entrance to BlackRock so that they can tell BlackRock, we're not playing around here. We're not just here to do chants. We're not here to sing songs. We're also here to disrupt business as usual, because you disrupt our lives. You disrupt our ability to survive and thrive. And so we're going to disrupt your ability to continue to make money by sacrificing our communities.
Last Friday, Stop Billionaire Summer activists shut down Wells Fargo's San Francisco headquarters for the fourth time this summer. Community leaders from Texas and Louisiana took to the stage to call out the bank's leading role in funding the massive build-out of fossil fuels poisoning their backyards. This Friday, August 22nd, protesters will rally in front of Palantir Technologies, a software company that builds platforms to help organizations manage complex data sets, for the third time this summer. But they say the fight against fossil fuel-related financiers is far from over. Leaders like Krista Mancias from the Carrizo Como Crudo tribe of Texas hope that the effort by Gulf South protesters in traveling to the Bay Area will lead to continued reciprocity and solidarity from Bay Area activists.
The best thing when we stand up for solidarity, you got to show reciprocity. Is you coming back, coming to Texas, coming to see where we live, why we're impacted, what is happening to our communities across the Gulf Coast.
For Pacifica Evening News, this is Sophia Raissel-Fenny.